This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. Hour number two. Kathy in Ohio's with us, USA Prepares instructor as well. And we were talking about fiber. But let me just point of information. Kathy mentioned the term TSC, as in Tractor Supply Company. So, class, that is a chain store, that farmers go to in order to buy feed, you know, bags, 50-pound bags of feed, dog food, mufflers, farm tires, fencing, animal medical supplies, and they have iodine 7%. They have something called iodine teat dip, T-E-A-T, which is used for cows, for example, when they are to be milked to disinfect the teats, if you will. So that's available, and so you can go to Tractor Supply, TractorSupply.com, or you can look up TSC, as in Tractor Supply Company, comma, iodine, and you'll find what we're talking about. Iodine is available in a spray, 16 ounces for $7.99, or you can get the iodine 7% for $19.99, and it looks like it's for a quart. That's what it looks like, but it might be 16 ounces because of pictures are deceiving. So anyway, those are the thoughts about that. We're talking about fiber, and should we generally consume fiber to protect us from all kinds of threats? Dr. Shealy, back to you about that.
Well, some fiber is essential, but too much, it can cause irritable bowel. So, you know, like everything, moderation.
Okay, then just one quick question. I'm sure Kathy's got more. What about oatmeal? So for breakfast, I made old-fashioned Quaker Eats style oatmeal. Not the quick, not the instant oatmeal, not the quick oats, but the old-fashioned kind. And heat it in a pan with some water, and I put in some raisins. Is that an acceptable breakfast, or is that not acceptable in today's world?
Very acceptable.
Okay. Kathy, back to you.
Vince, you were talking about the fiber, and I do that, and I also do the steel cut oats. And I have had one brand where they had mixed in like flaxseed and some other fiber in with it. But I also like, because I want the soluble fiber, I will do beans a couple times a day myself. I do like a half a cup of beans, like sometimes even for breakfast with my breakfast. And you can put all kinds of different things on it. You can put barbecue sauce. You can put, like in the afternoon, you can put garlic salt or salt and pepper, whatever you want on it, onions. But I found that I just like the soluble fiber. And from my understanding, that is almost like a little scrub brush inside of you where you're, as Dr. Shealy said, if I'm understanding it right, it's like a detoxifier.
Yeah.
So I do like that. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay.
So are we talking, Kathy, are you talking about like the equivalent of baked beans, or are you talking about something different, making your own out of dried pinto beans or kidney beans?
Yeah, that's what I do. Vince, I listened to a woman, actually her daughter got poisoned. Somebody came in and they sprayed a very high rate of the pesticide in their house, insecticide, and the daughter got sick and was literally dying because she had so much of this toxin in her, and all the family got sick, but the little girl was on the floor, and they later found out that it was never diluted to the right rate. So this woman who was in the military and she had sort of the chemistry and all that background started doing some research, and she put her daughter on. She matched them up because the little girl was pretty small, and she called it like a bean protocol, and she talked about all the value of the soluble fiber, and I started like listening to her and reading some of her on her website, but since that time, it just made so much sense to me. But what I do, just because it's so practical, is I just soak a pound of beans overnight in my crock pot, and then I rinse them off, put fresh water in, and I turn the crock pot on low if I'm going to be gone all day, on high if I'm going to be home. And I just put some garlic in there and some onions and maybe some Celtic salt or Himalayan pink salt. And then I drain them, and it's so cheap. You can make a whole pot for like $1.25, and that's what I do. And I don't leave them go too long, because if you put them in the refrigerator and you don't eat them, they'll go bad in like 3 or 4 days. So I put them in a container and freeze probably 2/3 of them. And then when I need them, I just take them out in the morning or in the afternoon, and then I have them for the next day. And that's what I do. I probably eat at least a cup a day, maybe a cup and a half a day, just because, and you have, I would work up to it gradually. I wouldn't just do it right away because it might cause some digestive issues. But for myself, I'm used to it, so that's what I do. But
Dr. Shuley, what are your thoughts?
Well, again, total fiber intake is dependent upon the individual, and a cup of beans a day is good. For more, some individuals at least, it might be irritable to bowel.
I love it. I think it's a great idea. You know, Kathy, we're getting to the point where, in class, and Dr. Shuley, we're getting to the point where we may have to extend food, and we may need to have long-term storage food. And you can buy a bag of beans, like 25 pounds or 50 pounds, for very little money. Is that right, Kathy?
Yeah. Oh, Sam's, you can get them. Can't get them. I can't get them in my store anymore, but I think I got a 15-pound bag or 20-pound bag, right around, it was less than $1 a pound. And I actually went to the store during the week because I wanted to get some, like, dried peas and lentils and things, and I had, like, 20 pounds. And the cashier says, wow, you must really like beans. And I just chuckled. I never said anything. Oh, yeah, they're pretty good. And then I just left because I didn't want to say anything about what I was storing them. But it's cheap. And it's a food extender, Vince. You know, I mean, you can add it. I mean, you can make, like, cheese soup, and then you can add whatever you want to it, you know, ham or whatever.
Okay, so Sam's Club right now, I just went to the website, class, members mark pinto beans, and they're triple cleaned, according to the label, 73 cents a pound, 12-pound bag, $8.78, except for one small problem. They don't have any. There's none for shipping.
Yep.
There's none for shipping, none for pickup, none for delivery. They're selling them. They just don't have them. And by the way, class, that we're finding this more and more and more. Stores are having sales on things, and they don't have the things that they're selling. There's a gas station in Springfield, Missouri, that is 50 cents less in price than all the other gas stations. You can find it on Gas Buddy. And if you go there, you'll find out that it's the same price as everybody else. It's just that somebody figured out how to lie on the internet and drive prices to this gas station slash supermarket, and they just do not have the price that's being advertised. So that's one of the quotes that's in the book, Class, when it's published, and that is, it's easy to sell something that you don't have. This is a quote from Vinny. It's easy to sell something you don't have. It's just hard to install it. Okay? That's the truth. So people have been doing this for years. It's not just brand new. People have been selling things that they don't have. It's just that you can't install it. Okay. Kathy, back to you. So I love that idea with the beans, the crock pot. Class, you should all have a crock pot. I mean, as part of preparedness, you should have a crock pot, because I don't know of any simpler, more inexpensive way of heating food than the electricity that you use in a crock pot. It's extremely efficient. There's no flame. Now, as long as you have electricity. If you don't have electricity, forget it. And I've measured the power consumption of a rival round crock pot. And it is 150 watts, plus or minus a few, like 147 or so, 153 on high. And it's about half that on low. Kathy?
I agree, Vince, and I have many of them. I have the extra large and the medium, but, you were talking about extending food, and I really think it would be smart to think healthy food, because we have to stay healthy through all this. The last thing you want to do is wind up in the hospital, and, you know, I've learned so much from you and Dr. Sheely about the good foods and the healthy foods and making it yourself, but, I mean, it's so easy. If anybody just listens to what I said, you can have so many beans. And then, they make a quick meal, too. You can make refried beans, mash them down, or do other things. But it's also, it kind of fills you up. It gives you a satisfying feeling, and it's healthy for you. So, but there's many, many things. And, you know, I talk with Sharon quite a bit about all that, too. But Vince, I don't want to take up any more your time with Dr. Sheely. I was really thinking about, I need to do the iodine thing, and I'm really going to, I have potassium iodine. I do have some of that, but I'm going to take Dr. Sheely's advice and get some of the iodorol.
Okay, and Kathy, just one thing before you go.
Sure.
You and I have picked up a couple crock pots in the good old days, and they were $5 and $10 and maybe all the way up to $15 used. I'm talking about a vintage rival crock pot that has shown very, very little use. Almost brand new, but not in the box. I'm just talking about a couple years ago, $5, $10, and $15, complete, working and all the rest of it. Now you're looking at $60 or so for one of these. We're talking about a 3.5-quart crock pot. That's where that's the pricing. A low of $40 for one on eBay. Typically, it looks like it's going to be $50 or $60 for the same ones that used to be $5, $10, and $15. Are you finding the same thing, Kathy?
Yeah, I have a comment. Can I make one comment when we come back?
Sure. That's wonderful. Dr. Sheely's with us. Class, if you'd like to call in, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. We'll be right back.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class Dr. Norm Shealy's Kathy's with us. And Kathy, you mentioned you wanted to say something about crockpots, I believe.
Yeah, Vince, I have several crockpots, and actually yesterday there was an online auction in our area, and nobody was bidding on this one particular group, and it had two crockpots, it had a pressure cooker, and it had another, like, some kind of a warmer, like a little warmer. I don't really think it was a crock pot. It may be. It was, they couldn't really describe it very well. And nobody was bidding on it, so I bid on it, and I've got all three for $3. I mean, I've got all four of the things for $3.
That's unbelievable. That's great.
Yeah.
I'm really glad for you.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, keep your eyes open, and, you know, maybe if they're out, you can, you know, I just figure if they're older, who knows how long they're going to last. So I use them all. I use sometimes two of them a day throughout the day when I'm heating things up or cooking things. So,
okay. So class, you can repair these. There is if you're talking about a Rival brand, Rival 3.5-quart crock pot. There is a nut and a threaded rod on the bottom. You turn it over, you know, put on a towel so you don't break any of the parts of the crock, and you can loosen this nut. And then you can lift off the housing, and you'll see the nichrome wire, the heating element. You'll see the switch, and you'll be able to diagnose where the problem is. You can use a digital voltmeter or an analog voltmeter or an ohmmeter, and you can see where the problem typically is, and it's where the nichrome wire is bonded mechanically to another piece of wire. And that connection gets hot, and heating and cooling, it ultimately fails. And all you have to do is take a pair of vice grips and mechanically squeeze that connection where the nichrome wire meets another piece of wire, and just squeeze it back together. And you'll probably find out that it works. So don't throw it away. Okay. Dr. Shealy, any comments about using a crock pot for cooking?
Well, it's wise.
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if we compare it to a microwave oven, it seems to make a lot. You know, Kathy, have you ever tried my soon-to-be world-famous recipe for Italian beef in a crock pot? Have you ever tried that? Have you ever heard that recipe?
Yes, and I have it written down, and I talked to Sharon, and she said it was absolutely wonderful. So I am going to try it, but I haven't yet.
So, class, if you missed that class, I simply take a cut of beef. You know, it could be a stew cut, and I trim out all the fat, and I make it into chunks the size of an ice cube. And then I put those chunks of beef in the crock pot, and I probably throw in an onion. I cut up an onion, put that in there, a little bit of garlic. You can use garlic powder. And then I add a little bit of crushed red pepper. And that could be a quarter of a teaspoon to maybe a little bit more, depending on your taste. And then the secret ingredient is pepperoncini. And they are pickled pepperoncini peppers. And I just take off the stems and get a jar of them. They're whole. Pull off the stem, slice the pepperoncini so that the seeds and the juice can come out. Put all that, you know, seeds and the juice, and probably a half a cup of the pepperoncini pickling liquid that comes out of the pepperoncini jar that you buy. Put that in there, and maybe a little bit of water, and that's it. And just heat it, and as it heats, you use two forks, and you pull apart the beef, so it's like pulled beef, and you cook it until it is to the desired tenderness that you'd like. And it's like shredded beef, and you can put it on sandwiches. You can put it, eat it just off the plate. I like it in a sandwich with whole grain bread. And it is absolutely fabulous. And then, of course, I don't make just one serving. I make enough that will fill the crock pot. And then I put into those Rubbermaid storage containers. I put that in, put the beef in there when it's cooked, and put it in the freezer and take it out whenever. And it is fabulous. Dr. Shealy, have you made the equivalent of Vinny's soon-to-be world-famous pulled beef, Italian beef?
No, but soon to try.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Talks between Ukrainian and Russian delegations in Belarus began just before 6 a.m. Eastern Time on Monday. Ukraine's delegation includes several high-ranking officials. The country demanded an immediate ceasefire and withdrawal of Russian troops in the lead-up to the meeting. Russia is expected to counter with an immediate surrender by Ukraine. Ukraine's President Zelensky is claiming war crimes by Russian soldiers.
They are fighting against everyone and everything alive, against kindergartens, against residential buildings, against ambulance cars. They are using rocket artillery missiles against entire cities, districts, which never had and doesn't have now any military infrastructure.
The Supreme Court is hearing a case that could hinder the Biden administration's effort to combat the climate change theory. Monday's arguments are taking up an appeal from 19 states and coal companies over Environmental Protection Agency's authority to limit carbon dioxide emissions from power plants. USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Using a World War II phrase as Russia is testing NATO in Europe, former President Trump at CPAC in Florida said the sleeping giant conservative movement has awoken.
The radical left is exposed. They're weak. And their pathetic policies have been out there long enough now that we don't want them, we'll never take them. We are bringing back our country and we are bringing back our freedom. The socialists, globalists, Marxists, and communists who are attacking our civilization have no idea of the sleeping giant they have awoken. We are a sleeping giant. They cannot even begin to imagine the brave and righteous spirit they've unleashed in men and women like all of you here today. And this is some crowd. We broke the record again. We broke the record again. But they're going to find out the hard way starting on November 8th. And then again, even more so on November 2024, they will find out like never before.
The group Moms for America say they are planning to join the People's Convoy as it heads to Washington, D.C. Many trucker convoys are en route to Washington, D.C. to protest the government's COVID overreach under President Biden. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Turn it. Today's hot.
Watch it. Oh
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. Dr. Shealy, did you have comments that you wanted to make based on the discussion we've had so far?
Nope. Up to par.
Okay. All right. Kathy mentioned steel-cut oats. What are your thoughts between steel-cut oats and oatmeal, meaning flattened, rolled oats? Is there a preference that you have? And if so, why?
Strongly old-fashioned oatmeal.
Okay. So
it's just easy cooking.
Okay. All right. Kathy?
Well, you know, it is easier to cook those, but when I did the steel cut oats, one day I got up in the morning and I just added the amount of water and salt and the steel cut oats, and I used my crock pot and I just brought it up to temperature, and then I timed it for like, 20 minutes or half hour, and then I checked them to make sure they were done. And if you need to add more water, you can if they get too dried out. But they're kind of almost like a nutty. It's like a nutty consistent. It's a little different. It's kind of like your Irish oat, you know, the McCain's Irish steel cut oats. But it is easier with the other. It goes a little quicker. But I didn't want to make it like every single morning. So I just made like a big pot and I put it in the refrigerator, and then I have it every morning until it's gone. So it's okay. Just the way I did it.
Now, Class, I have a question, concern, and maybe a little bit of advice about using a crock pot. You know, if you were to look at the inside, you would see this nichrome wire, nickel chromium wire, that actually is a resistive type wire. It's like what's in a toaster that glows red, except it doesn't get quite that hot. It doesn't glow red in the around. It's wrapped around the outside of the crock, but it's between the steel casing or the steel shell of the crock pot assembly and the actual crock. So that's the heating element. And if you heat a crock pot without having enough liquid in there, I believe you can damage or crack the crock or damage the heating element or the connection where the heating element attaches to that piece of wire that I was telling you that fails. So my recommendation is to make sure you have at least a third of the crock filled with liquid to absorb the heat before you power it up. That's my suggestion. Now, I can't prove that it causes failures, but I believe it does. We've got Charles in Ohio, and we've got Lou in Illinois. Kathy, do you have anything else that you'd like to share or ask?
No, go ahead, Vince. Nice talking to you, Dr. Shealy. And Vince, thank you. Bye.
Great. Kathy, we'll see you. We'll see you later on this week. Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye.
Okay, that was Kathy. Charles in Ohio, radiation. Welcome.
Good morning, gentlemen. I hope everyone's well in the class. I had comments. Very interesting program. Listening.
I got a comment, Charles.
Yes.
You're holding up my book.
I didn't mean to. Now I said to finish the other one. There's no rush with me. There's no rush with me.
Now I'm just pulling your leg. I was talking with Gwyneth last night, and I am just delighted that you and Gwyneth are working on this book, and she is so impressed with what you have done. And I need to talk with you after the broadcast about a thought that I have regarding your book, Gwyneth's book, and I'd like to talk to Dr. Shealy privately as well. I don't want to put you guys on the spot, but I have what I think is a really cool idea about the books of the instructors of USA Prepares. I think it's really, really neat. And so, Dr. Shealy, will you be available sometime in the next day or so for me to call you and talk about this?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. All right, very good. Or you just call me whenever you have time, and we can flesh out a couple of thoughts about teaching. That's how what this is all about. Okay, and Charles, do you want me to call you or do you want to call me?
Oh no, it'd be fine if you call me, and don't be surprised if she gets to a point where she's pulling her hair out, saying, "Oh no, I just can't, I can't take this."
No, she's impressed. We're talking about Gwyneth Isaacs, who's working with Charles, and she's working with me as well. Okay, so Charles, back to your question about radiation.
Yeah, I want to say, I'm listening to a program. The reason I listen to it, I always learn, and I do a daily detox. It's the psyllium, flax, and clay, and it's good for intestinal problems. It helps to keep you clean. But when I eat beans, and going back to what Kathy says and Greg talks about, the beans, I have them stored for my emergency food also. And when I prepare my beans, I soak them for 8 hours, rinse them, and leave them for 2 days. They will sprout if you got good beans, and that greatly increases the nutritional value. And I combine with my beans for my storage of emergency food rice, because beans and rice are supposed to make a complete protein, because we need our essential proteins to maintain health. Back to the radiation, the results of nuclear poisoning and problem in the environment is they always mimic old age. And the thing is, the radioactive iodine that lands on the ground first gets into the milk, and it works its way to the food system to humans, and it poisons the thyroid. And that's why, like you were saying, and Dr., you take the iodine, you take clean iodine from a bottle to fill up your tank, basically, in your thyroid, and it prevents the radioactive from lodging in your body and poisoning you for years and years. And see, but like he was saying, that's just the first most prevalent result from a nuclear fallout or something. But there are a lot of other problems that have to be addressed at the same time. That just keeps you from dying within the first, like, 60 days. And the thing is, the iodine, its half-life is so short that it cleans out an environment fairly fast. But when I worry about nuclear poisoning and these types of accidents, I go back to the deuterium. The deuterium isn't even radioactive, but that's building up in those pools over at Fukushima, and they have no choice but to dump that in the ocean water. And we're going to end up with a higher content of deuterium in our standard drinking water around the world. And our government does have a solution for pollution. They raise the exposure standards. And then we're only getting half a dose.
You know, what you said is really, really important. Charles, would you please say the government's solution to pollution? Please say that one more time, and I'd love to hear Dr. Shealy's comment.
It's dilution. They want to dump it, and they raise the limit, the exposure limit for these poisons.
Right. So what you're saying is what used to be a poisonous, toxic level is now not poisonous and toxic, because they increase the amount that they say is not poisonous and toxic. So just simply changing the amount is what the government has done. Dr. Shealy, I'm pretty darn sure you have a comment about that.
Well, shit. As most things, if it comes from government, it's nonsense. I don't like 1% of what government does.
Yeah. Yeah. Charles, you mentioned rice, I believe. Is that correct? You used the word rice, R-I-C-E?
Yes. Brown rice was what I was referring to. Yeah.
Okay. Here's something that's pretty important, and I'd like to hear Dr. Shealy's comment about this. So rice is grown in fields that many times are polluted. They have toxins in them, and one of the toxins is arsenic. And this is something that Captain John Reagan brought up many, many years ago. So rice that we have in our homes that's on the store shelves oftentimes contains way more arsenic than we should have. And so one of the things that you could do is do exactly what you suggested, Charles, and that is you do it with beans, as you just told us. You soak the beans for hours. You can do the same thing with rice and then pour off that water, because water is the universal solvent, as my dad used to teach me when I was a very young child. Water is the universal solvent. It will dissolve the arsenic in the rice. if you leave the rice exposed to the water, meaning put it in a pan with or a crock pot or whatever you want, whatever the container is that you want to soak the rice in, then pour off the water and rinse it. Dr. Sheila, your comments about reducing the amount of arsenic that is in, that occurs in rice that people eat, all kinds of rice.
Halitosis is better than no breath at all.
Charles, your comment.
Yep, soaking, excellent. That's what we should do.
Okay. And Charles, you are a Marine, is that correct?
Former, yeah. Well,
I hear that
I
Marines
did my
are
4 years.
Marines. Yeah, but I hear that Marines are Marines for life. Isn't that what's been said?
Yeah, I'm sure it sticks with most people.
Okay. So, Dr. Sheely, arsenic, cancer, heart disease, nerve damage, intellectual function impairment?
Total body damage.
Total body damage with arsenic. So, no one's ever died as a result of arsenic deficiency, right?
No.
Okay. So, class, you may want to do your own research. This is in the book. Captain John Reagan brought it up initially, and that is soaking your rice before you cook it. And you know what the problem is? Most people don't do that. They don't do it because, it takes too long. We need to get back to the American breakfast, lunch, and dinner, which did take too long, which was not out of a box, which was not out of a wrapper, which was not out of a frozen container that you put the whole container in the microwave oven, you know, take it out of the box, put it in the microwave oven, and hit whatever the time that the box tells you. You actually need to start cooking your own meals. Save the money and know what the ingredients are, because you probably don't have all the ingredients anyway to make what's in the box, because most of the ingredients you can't pronounce and you don't have in jars and containers. I'm talking about the preservatives. You don't have blue dye, yellow dye, green dye, red dye, you know, etc., orange dye. You don't have all those things. So your meals... Right. And Dr. Sheely, when we come back, can you very quickly tell us why the microwave cooking is toxic? Charles, do you have anything else you want to share with us? We have Lou on hold.
You could get Lou. Thanks for listening.
Oh. Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yes, I just want to mention that free speech is really important. That's what we have here at USA Prepares. And I'd like to invite you to visit SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. GCN as in Genesis Communications Network. GCN is very kind to us, and they provide the platform for USA Prepares. And I really appreciate it. I know our instructors do. So if you think that free speech is important, SaveGCN.com. Lou Cassidy's with us. Welcome, Lou.
Good morning, guys.
Yeah, you know what's really neat? Dr. Shealy is surrounded by two of his most, his best friends. Two of.
I agree. I'm certainly one of them.
Isn't that right, Lou? I mean, yeah. Well, maybe I should ask Dr. Shealy. You know, I mean, you have others who are some of your best friends, but two of them are right here, right now.
Yes.
Yeah. Lou, back to you.
You sound great, Norm. You sound great. Hey, I just wanted to back up what Charles said real quick. In the Army, they taught you if you or your equipment were contaminated with chemicals, radiological, whatever, take them out and hose them down. Let it run down the drain. So dilution is the solution for the government. But I wanted to say, follow up on what Kathy was talking about buying beans and storing them ahead of time and all that stuff. I think, I don't know if, you can go to the Mormon cannery and get stuff. Its shelf life is 20 to 30 years in general, and we figure it'll last at least twice that long, maybe three times. The Mormons are very friendly people, and their canneries are open to the public, and anyone can go in there. And they have a nice variety of dry pack storage stuff that that would be real nice to have. And, Vinny, I can give you the number of the contact in St. Louis if you want it. And,
that'd be wonderful.
Yeah, and if anybody wants to know, they can call. I'll email it to you. And if anybody wants it, they can call. And this is a very friendly gal. And, you know, she runs the cannery. And you can you set up an appointment and go in there and buy as much of whatever you want. So anyway, that's good.
Well, that's great.
That's where I've gone to the cannery for over 20 years, and I got a bunch of stuff stored up. So
yeah, and you can buy bags of dried beans there,
Oh yeah, you're right. You can buy the 25, 50 pound bags, and you can buy it already canned with oxygen absorbers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's getting very difficult to get the number 10 cans, Class, and the number 10 canning machines to put the lids on the number 10 cans. So that those things are getting tougher and tougher to get. So you may want to consider jumping on this, and you also may want to consider not throwing out beer bottles and wine bottles and other kinds of bottles that you can cap. You can make your own beer, you can make your own wine, you can store your own food in those bottles. And glass bottles are becoming fewer and farther between. Plastic bottles are what's in vogue right now. So you may want to keep glass jars, spaghetti sauce jars with the lids, etc. But back to you, Lou.
Yeah, they can certainly be used and recanned again. And if the seal's broken, just use that one first. Anyway, I had a question for Dr. Shealy. Your D3, I take your D3, I've given a bottle to my girlfriend, to my brother, to my sister, and my brother, my sister, and my girlfriend have all said that on blood tests that they have told them their D3 is too high, and I recently had a blood test at the VA clinic in St. Louis, and they said that my D3 hydroxy was high, and they said, it says, your vitamin E above ratings, if you are taking over-the-counter vitamin D supplements, take a short break. And that's what all the doctors have told them, cut back or something. Now,
it's stupid.
That's what I wanted to hear you say. Okay. Norm, you my value here was 97.3, and they flagged it as high. What do you think about that?
I'll run 140.
Okay. Well, good. So one of the doctors told them that it would cause kidney or liver stones somewhere.
Stupid.
Okay. That's good because I didn't want to cut back. Yeah.
A little quick question for Dr. Shealy. Dr. Shealy, if you're taking vitamin D3 at the recommended amount that you suggest, which is 7,000 units a day or 50,000 once a week, if you go out in the sun, does that D3 number change at all?
I don't know. I don't know research that says answer that.
Okay. Lou, back to you.
Okay, well, yeah, I just wanted to, that problem came up 4 times with me, and I just wanted to put it out in front of the class in case anyone else has that. So we got the answer. High level of vitamin C on a normal blood test is okay. That's it.
Now, you said vitamin C. Do you mean vitamin C or
vitamin? I'm sorry, D3. That's the stuff I get from Norm at his store.
Yeah, and that's normshealy.com, N-O-R-M. SHEALY.com. Dr. Shealy, next Monday, same time, same station. I'm looking forward to seeing you, and so is the rest of the class. Lou, thank you.
You're like most Americans. You're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.